Hello, patrons. Welcome to the show. Oh my goodness. Let's get
into it. Hey, we're dead.
Yeah. How's it going? That's not going to be scarring at all.
Nope. I feel like we're dead like several times. Mm-hmm. Like not just there. Like we're dead other places.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think, yeah. We just got to find it. We have to stop the loop, you guys. We have to stop it.
That's the question. How?
It's repeating itself forever.
We just figured out it's even happening. I have no idea how to stop that.
No.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
I still say shooting balls into space.
Fern, this is your son's
gate.
Completely being mortified by your own deaths, what are your thoughts?
Well, it all makes a lot more sense now. We got some answers.
What?
Oh, well, I mean, like a lot of the past.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, at least.
I think it does.
What makes sense to you? Tell us what you get.
Why there's Alistair's, why like they have pictures of us from other places. Like all that.
Oh,
it seems to make sense to me, but like what is causing it and how to stop it, you know, is we have no idea how to do that. But
so
why
are there
things
multiple
the
firsts?
Way they are.
Maybe. I mean there definitely were at one point because you found a dead fern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fern trapped in the creepy house.
Maybe that could have been a fern. Had you investigated?
I'm not going back.
Whoever was trying to reach out to Eddie, weird how Eddie seemed to be drawn to the same. Whoever that was trying to reach out to Eddie, it could have been another Eddie, for all you know.
Holy crap, dude.
Holy shit.
What?
Other Eddie would go to the record store too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe older Eddie
who knows
trapped
who that
there or something.
Check them all.
Older Eddie is so cool. Look, I bet he's the coolest man that's ever lived.
He's probably cooler Eddie.
Almost said that into the world. Let's not get crazy.
It could have been cooler Eddie. No.
Oh, man.
What else did you get, Ken? What else sort of like, I understand now.
Uh-huh.
Well, I still don't quite get the whole portal part because I didn't get that part either. So I don't know. And then how Fern plays into that because she's been there before without knowing it, or a version of her has been there. It reminds me like, you guys ever watched Doctor Who? At one point, like his companion goes into his time and is spread everywhere and he just doesn't know it. It's almost like a that thing. Like you're everywhere, but you don't even know it kind of thing.
Yeah.
The vibe I'm getting, but maybe not. One thing I was surprised about, and I was thinking about while we're playing, because usually when I role play, I'm sitting where Jesse's sitting. I don't get to play much myself. And I'm like, well, you're down this cave in the woods. This is a perfect opportunity for that stupid monster to show up. And then it didn't. And I was like, what could be better than the monster showing up? Oh, we may have died. And then Fern jumped to another one of us that have all the same memories. Jesus.
But that must have taken place in the future because this Fern... It's either the same timeline where Fern doesn't remember that happening because it happened in the future,
mm-hmm.
or there's multiples of us. So
or,
like with the death or whatever, like where did that happen in our timeline where we died?
Maybe
the balls create clones of us whenever someone touches them.
Maybe when you touched the balls for the first time, when we went down into the pit, you like split the timeline or something where there's like one where we did that and one where we didn't. Or like you remember in Back to the Future 2 where he goes back in time and he leaves the almanac with the lottery numbers and everything.
Yeah.
Like you doing that split what was like supposed to happen and it changed the timeline.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's Don's gate. We gotta get to it.
I don't know, man. I'm just a rocker. I'm not a scientist.
We'll do research this week. I'll watch Donnie Darko. You watch Doctor Who. Mm-hmm. You watch Back to the Future.
Can I watch Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes.
Yeah. God, his name in that movie is
these, like stupid theories.
What's the Jet Li one where like there's many Jet
Li? One.
Oh my God. What if... I need to go watch that movie because I'm afraid maybe the plot that I have is from that movie. Maybe I stole the idea from that movie and I'm a little worried now.
Yeah.
There was like a million Jet Lis in that. All the Jet Lis. Yeah. So, it appears that there's a lot of Alistairs, and they all appear to be alive, and they all appear to know each other.
Yeah.
Which is not the case for you and the other versions of yourselves, although the other versions of yourselves died in the cave. So maybe that's why you don't know them. Maybe that's why you didn't recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't there when we was looking back in the past. I kind of think that all the stuff we saw, maybe it's like the original world, and then what Fern goes to is what's left over now, and maybe there is an old Eddie there because we didn't die in the cave, and at that point,
there is at least one Fern that knows. There has to be at least one Fern that knows that there is time travel, because she told Frank she was going to be back there in 3 weeks and to meet at this specific place. So it's like,
maybe she was expecting to be back there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but she wasn't. I mean, she wasn't because...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, then you showed up. She could have died. She could have died in that interim. And then by some, you know, cosmic fate, other Fern shows up at that exact moment.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know that you're going to know the answer to this, but just something to think about. How many times have you used the balls?
Oh, shit. Quite a few.
A lot.
Like, together. How many? I believe one time the world almost ended. Interesting. I bet the more you use them, the more interesting things have happened. But I guess you'll have to find out.
Does that count as messing with the TV and opening locks?
It has to be both of them together. I'll give you that little tidbit. It has to be both of the balls together. Yeah. So there's definitely been a few times that's happened. And I'll simply say maybe the idea of, what do you remember 3 weeks ago? Because you guys have been together longer than 3 weeks. Maybe the idea of 3 weeks ago is something more recent to one of your more recent ball usages. Oh,
I have no idea what our time on it and how much time had passed.
We've been together most of the summer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So 3 weeks ago maybe was when we were in... we were locked in the cage.
Maybe.
Don't remember. We didn't roll for it.
You'll definitely have to roll for that at some future point to see what you remember. Yeah.
Oh God.
But
it might have been when we were locked in Alistair's little thing.
There are many times that you've used the balls, and I feel like it goes without saying that when you use those balls, terrible things happen. And usually it results in other versions of people.
Or other versions of you dying.
Possibly.
Are we making more Alistairs? Think...
Oh my God, we're making more Alistairs.
Oh my God. What if the young one that we encountered is like the one from our timeline? That's like our Alistair.
Old Alistair's from the 80s timeline, maybe?
Yeah, from the 80s.
We didn't recognize that guy. We didn't recognize the Alistair in the 80s. Oh, no.
Yeah, he had like a different look.
Yeah, it was like there was something off about him.
I was trying to figure out like the best, like I have a vision in my mind of what he looks like. In my mind, he looks like a Roman emperor dude, but I didn't know how to describe it. It's like Greco-Roman, which is wrestling, not a look. Yeah. But I didn't know how to describe it because he has that sort of like, he just doesn't look, he doesn't have the British features of the other characters. Okay. This is what I was trying to describe. I failed miserably, but that's what I was trying to get at.
I'm very interested to see how we're going to fix all this, if we do, or if it just ends terribly and we die again.
We'll find out. I guess that's what all the roles come down to, really, right? Because eventually it has to end, and eventually you have to decide whether you win or not. So it all comes down to the roles, really.
Guys, don't let Clarence have the balls at the end, please. I want us to be a happy ending.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we should have a happy ending, and we should need to put those balls in some Tupperware.
Handle with care. We'll put like a little post-it note that says fragile on top.
Oh, yeah.
Caution.
Exactly.
Any other thoughts? Yeah. Any other ideas before we wrap this up? Any other questions?
Yeah. What was interesting was that when Fern was talking to someone, that was that dimension where she was just by herself, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Since we couldn't see what she was holding, that must mean that she was probably holding onto the shoe and that Eddie was at the other end of that shoe. So we didn't see Eddie's dimension. We saw Fern's dimension. We saw Fern's side of that.
Yeah, we did.
But why did it go to that specific dimension instead of back? Maybe because she had touched the balls before then, right? Like it was very recent.
That's when she and Eddie were trapped underground, and Eddie was like, "Hold on to me." Like
that kind of stuff. Yeah. A lot of the shoe,
yeah.
Shit. I don't like this. I don't like feeling even more confused. I don't like it.
We get an answer. I'll take it. 10 more questions.
The whole Earth disappeared? Like the whole Earth disappeared.
I'm saying send them to Mars. Let them deal with it.
Kind of pokes a hole in my original world theory then if it disappears when the balls go off.
Yeah.
Maybe it don't.
So
maybe
it disappears. Maybe and then comes right back, or comes back somewhere else in a different dimension or a different shard of the different bubble of the universe.
Or just said whoever uses the balls stays or teleports or whatever. We haven't seen that Alistair yet, so we don't know if.
No. And apparently he doesn't know that. I mean, he could know that we exist, but he didn't know that Fern was in the other room because no one saw her. Like, no one from that 83 timeline actually saw Fern.
Well, because she might not have been there in 83. Or we've just been doing this loop endlessly, and that's how they always know our names, is because it's this endless loop that's always a little different. We always act a little differently, maybe, but like we don't act that differently, probably.
Maybe they've studied our movements and studied the loop. Maybe that's why they all have the rings, and they've studied the loop so much that they know when where we're going to be and where we're going to end up. And that's how Alistair found Fern when she was running out of that fog.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're always like walking us off.
Yeah, like they pretty much counter us at like almost every turn. So how do they know where we're going to be?
I guess we'll find out.
Somebody has to watch Groundhog Day, too. So.
I know.
Oh, yep.
We have a movie playlist now.
Now everyone has their assignments, their homework. So I guess we'll wrap it there. But more mystery and more things to come in the future. But that is it for us. I hope you had a wonderful time getting weirded out. But we will see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.